All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, it is almost that time of year again where we have to turn our clocks back, of course, and prepare for those darker afternoons. So daylight savings time ends on 2 a.m. on Sunday, and experts say that falling back is actually easier than springing forward.
I think we would all agree.
Yes, but you still may need to prepare yourself. Every year there's the same story on how you prepare for this time change. Experts say that it may take a while to kind of adjust our sleep habits, our sleep schedule. Also find time to work out now that it's getting darker earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just kind of run out of that daylight, especially if you work a typical 9-to-5 job. You might be leaving when it's dark out already. So if you...
Especially if you're an outdoor workout individual,
yes,
you might actually need to find a place to work out inside or take some time during the day to get that workout in.
Yeah, and they say if you suffer from like seasonal depression, this time of year is much more difficult for your mental health. So to prepare, you can start right now. You need to adjust your bedtime little by little, experts say, before the lead up to the big time change, like going to bed about 15 minutes earlier. Just slowly start to go to bed a little bit earlier. Make sure you get outside when you can. Get some sunlight because that's going to help too. That natural sunlight is going to help like our body's internal clock regulate properly. So that's basically the two major tips is adjusting your sleep schedule and making sure you're still getting some of that natural sunlight. And then maybe one day we'll be done with all of this. We'll see.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the sunlight, especially in the winter months where you might not actually see the sun for 3 or 4 weeks at a time, you're going to have to, if you see it, take a little time, soak it in.
Yeah, there are two states, Arizona and Hawaii, that don't change their time. They stay on standard time. So
they got to figure it out.
Lucky little devils, yes. More than 145,000 Michigan residents cast their ballot on the first day of statewide early in-person voting. That was on Saturday. This number exceeded expectations of state and local election officials. So at voting sites, people were saying, hey, we got out early because we wanted to avoid lines and we wanted to avoid stress on actual election day. Some said they anticipated being out of town. Yeah. On election day, and they wanted to vote in person.
Sure.
And others were just like excited to get out and vote. So there's still time. Early voting does continue daily, including Sundays through November 3rd. If you want to get out early, you can go do that. They say as of 7 a.m. on Sunday, 22.7% of Michigan's more than 7.25 million active registered voters have already returned their ballots. That does include absentee ballots as well. Yep, pretty cool. Get out there, guys. Listen to this. An Indiana University football fan just ruined his chances at winning $100,000 because he tore his ACL while he was warming up for Pat McAfee's
kicking
contest.
Did you see the video? I did. It's painful. And it's one of those two where it's cringy and you're kind of laughing at the same time, but you don't want to laugh at another individual's pain.
Oh, no. This student, Jake, he was kind of like warming up, showing off for the crowd a little bit. And he did this massive kick, right? A fake kick, just warming up. And then he slipped backwards onto the grass. His leg bent underneath his body. Ultimately, blew out his knee. He had to be taken to the hospital. And then they did call.
That's why Charlie Brown gets so mad at Lucy.
Because
he's worried about blowing out his ACL.
Heather doesn't appreciate that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Heather, this is Charlie Brown, Lucy. She holds the football.
She pulls it out. He takes a swing and then falls on his back.
Why would I know this?
I know how you feel about Charlie Brown.
Human being.
I don't watch Charlie Brown.
Yeah, but even if you don't, it's kind of one of those, like, you just know that Lucy pulls the ball.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
No, I didn't know that. Sorry, guys. I really have no idea. So there was an alternate contestant that was selected, and he had the chance to win money not only for himself, but also for poor Jake, right? Well, kicked the ball, missed the field goal, got a second chance, missed the field goal again. So nobody won the money. Bummer.
Womp, womp.
JetBlue is being sued for serving an ice cream sandwich that was too cold.
Oh, come on.
And when I mean too cold. Okay, well, listen to what happened, okay? So this woman, she's from New Jersey, and she was flying to Paris in August with her fiancé, and she was offered this ice cream sandwich from the airline as a snack option.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, sounds amazing. I'll take that. Took the ice cream sandwich and immediately went in for a bite, but she didn't realize that it was frozen solid. So it wasn't just too cold. It was literally frozen.
She was holding it in her hand, wasn't she?
She was. She broke a tooth. It cracked like down to the root. She had to have it pulled by a dentist as soon as she landed. She had to get an implant later on. Whole hassle, right? And she says that the ice cream sandwich was like a block of ice and that the flight attendant should have warned her. And now she is suing for damages plus pain and suffering. And there's going to be a jury trial that's going to decide if she deserves any money and how much she should get.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I don't know what's worse, the suing McDonald's because your coffee was too hot or
yeah. Ice cream's too cold.
Or ice cream's too cold.
Yes. It's going to be hard to find a jury of her peers, though. It's a low bar.
That's Heather with the news.